Hello, friends. I'm Pastor Pitts Evans. Welcome to the Whole Word Podcast. Let's get right to the Word of God. Friends, we come now to the conclusion of the book of Isaiah with Isaiah chapter 66. This is what the Lord says. Heaven is my throne, and the earth is my footstool. Where is the house you will build for me? Where will my resting place be? Has not my hand made all of these things? And so they came into being, declares the Lord. These are the ones I look on with favor, those who are humble and contrite in spirit, and who tremble at my word. But whoever sacrifices a bull is like one who kills a person, and whoever offers a lamb is like one who breaks a dog's neck. Whoever makes a grain offering is like one who presents pig's blood, and whoever burns memorial incense is like one who worships an idol. They have chosen their own ways, and they delight in their abominations. So I also will choose harsh treatment for them, and will bring them what they deserve. For when I called, no one answered me. When I spoke, no one listened. They did evil in my sight, and chose what displeases me. Hear the word of the Lord, you who tremble at his word. Your own people who hate you and exclude you because of my name have said, let the Lord be glorified, that we may see your joy. Yet they will be put to shame. Hear the uproar from the city. Hear the noise from it in the temple. It is the sound of the Lord repaying his enemies all that they deserve. Before she goes into labor, she gives birth. Before the pains come upon her, she delivers a son. Who has ever heard of such a thing? Who has ever seen things like this? Can a country be born in a day, or a nation be brought forth in a moment? Yet no sooner is Zion in labor than she gives birth to her children. Do I bring to the moment of birth and not give delivery, says the Lord? Do I close up the womb when I bring to delivery, says your God? Rejoice with Jerusalem, and be glad for her, all of you who love her. Rejoice greatly with her, all of you who mourn over her. For you will nurse and be satisfied at her comforting breasts. You will drink deeply and delight in her overflowing abundance. For this is what the Lord says, I will extend peace to her like a river, and the wealth of nations like a flooding stream. You will nurse and be carried on her arm and dandied on her knees. As a mother comforts her child, so I will comfort you, and you will be comforted over Jerusalem. When you see this, your heart will rejoice, and you will flourish like grass. The hand of the Lord will be made known to his servants, but his fury will be shown to his foes. See, the Lord is coming with fire, and his chariots are like a whirlwind. He will bring down his anger with fury, and his rebuke with flames of fire. For with fire and with his sword, the Lord will execute judgment on all people, and many will be those slain by the Lord. Those who consecrate and purify themselves to go into the gardens, following one who is among those who eat the flesh of pigs, rats, and other unclean things, they will meet their end together with the one they follow, declares the Lord. And I, because of what they have planned and done, am about to come and gather the people of all nations and languages, and they will come and see my glory. I will set a sign among them, and I will send some of those who survive to the nations, to Tarshish, to the Libyans and Lydians, famous as archers, to Tubal and Greece, and to the distant islands that have not heard of my fame or seen my glory. They will proclaim my glory among the nations, and they will bring all of your people from all the nations to my holy mountain in Jerusalem as an offering to the Lord, on horses, in chariots and wagons, and on mules and camels, says the Lord. They will bring them as the Israelites bring their grain offerings to the temple of the Lord in ceremonially clean vessels. And I will select some of them also to be priests and Levites, says the Lord. As the new heavens and the new earth that I make will endure before me, declares the Lord, so will your name and descendants endure. From one new moon to another, and from one Sabbath to another, all mankind will come and bow down before me, says the Lord. And they will go out and look on the dead bodies of those who rebelled against me. The worms that eat them will not die. The fire that burns them will not be quenched, and they will be loathsome to all mankind. So a crescendo, if you will, of judgment, restoration, praise, glory, many promises prophetically contained in chapter 66. And so it opens with the declaration, this is what the Lord says, heaven is my throne and the earth is my footstool. And so the magnitude and the majesty of God is proclaimed out of the opening line. And the Lord asks the question, where's the house you'll build for me? Where will be my resting place? And the answer, of course, is the people of God will be the house built for him. The people of God will be the resting place for the Lord. The Lord goes on to say that he will always be gracious to the humble. He says, have I not made all these things? And so they came into being, declares the Lord. These are the ones I look on with favor, those who are humble and contrite in spirit and who tremble at my word. Friends, that's true in every generation. The Lord gives grace to the humble, but he's tired of empty religion. He goes on to talk about their sacrifices are abominations, that they offer empty, meaningless religion, but the Lord desires reality and relationship. There's an amazing prophecy about Israel being reborn. It says, who has ever heard of such things? Who has ever seen things like this? Can a country be born in a day, a nation brought forth in a moment? Yet no sooner is Zion in labor than she gives birth to her children. Friends, you may know the history, but on May 4th, 1948, against all odds and against the wishes of many of the nations of the earth, Israel was once again declared to be an independent sovereign nation. It was reborn on a day. The prophecy was a question, can a country be born in a day or a nation brought forth in a moment? And the answer is a resounding yes. Israel could be born again in a day. Israel could again be brought forth in a moment. And it has been. The Lord says, no sooner is Zion in labor than she gives birth to her children. And so the people of Israel, the Jewish people from around the world, since that May 14th birth in 1948, have been coming to regather in Israel. The Lord says he will comfort Jerusalem. He invites mankind to rejoice with Jerusalem. Rejoice with Jerusalem and be glad for her, all of you who love her. Rejoice greatly with her, all of you who mourn over her. And for this is what the Lord says, I will extend peace to her like a river, and the wealth of nations like a flooding stream. Verse 13, as a mother comforts her child, so I will comfort you, and you will be comforted over Jerusalem. And so those who pray for the peace of Jerusalem will receive the peace of the Lord. Those who pray for the well-being of the Jewish people will receive the blessing of heaven. This chapter has a mention of the day of the Lord. It says, see, the Lord is coming with fire, and his chariots are like a whirlwind. He will bring down his anger with fury and his rebuke with flames of fire. For with fire and with his sword, the Lord will execute judgment on all people, and many will be the slain of the Lord. And so this, the day of the Lord coming in fire is a consistent theme throughout the scriptures. Now there's a prophecy, an interesting prophecy. I'm not going to read it in its entirety. But the Lord says he's going to gather people from all nations, and he says he will select some of them to be priests and Levites. And so we don't know exactly what that means, but this gathering of the nations, the Gentiles coming to the God of Israel, has long been foretold and partially fulfilled coming through Jesus Christ already. But all mankind will come, and some of the Gentiles will be made into Levites and priests. Not all. Some, but not all. Again, verse 21, I will select some of them also to be priests and Levites. And so, friends, if that's something you desire, you perhaps should begin to pray over that now. But all mankind will come and worship the Lord. And the Lord actually gives another timetable. He mentioned the birth of Israel in a day. Now he's going to make a prophetic decree that all of mankind would come to worship the Lord within 1 month and 1 week. Listen, verse 22. As the new heavens and the new earth that I make will endure before me, declares the Lord, so will your name and descendants endure. Now here's the prophecy, verse 23. For from one new moon to another, and from one Sabbath to another, all mankind will come down and bow before me. So what's the timetable? A lunar month and a week, which is a month and a week. So from one new moon to another, from one Sabbath to another, all mankind will come and bow down before me, says the Lord. And they will go out and look on the dead bodies of those who rebelled against me. The worms that eat them will not die. The fire that burns them will not be quenched, and they will be loathsome to all mankind. So the culmination of the book of Isaiah is new heavens and a new earth, the redemption of mankind, mankind serving God. But in the midst of this, the Lord comes with fire and judgment on his enemies. And so, Lord, we pray that we would be on the right side of your coming. Lord, may we be among those who humble ourselves and have contrite hearts and spirits. May we be among those who tremble at your word. Lord, we ask that you would forgive us our sins and make us part of your plans for the new heaven and the new earth. We desire, Lord, to be in your kingdom and in no other. And in Jesus' name we pray and we thank you. Amen. Thank you for listening to this episode of The Whole Word. It was brought to you by Whole Word Fellowship and the Northern Virginia House of Prayer. If you were encouraged, please share our podcast with your friends. We'd also appreciate it if you'd hit subscribe in your favorite podcast app and take a few moments to write a review. If you'd like more information on our church and our ministry, you can go to wholeword.net or wholewordpodcast.com for more information. Thank you again, and may the Lord Jesus bless you today and always.